As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Before we get into this Kanye West lawsuit, I want to revisit the story we talked about in the 7 a.m. e-buzz about Maddie Healy. Some of our listeners were kind enough to point out some of the other information that's been floating around because there's just so much coming out about this guy. It's really disturbing. So in the 7 a.m. e-buzz, we kind of lumped him in with like... He was on a podcast where people had made racist comments, and while he did not specifically utter those racist comments, he did respond right after and almost, I don't want to say endorsed it, but I'll read the transcript in front of me. So the people on the podcast were talking about an artist that Taylor Swift is collabing with on a remix that's coming out tonight. Her name is Ice Spice. And in this podcast, it says, or one of the podcast hosts says, this chubby Chinese lady... and then they go on to start, they start to mock, Asian accents, and it's just horrible. And then
he says the chubby Chinese line, or somebody else does.
And then Maddie responds, yeah, that's what Ice Spice is like. So it's honestly semantics, but I wanted to make sure that I clarified that. But it's also even that in that same podcast, he goes on to say that he masturbates to porn, that sexually degrades and humiliates women of color. So there's just a lot of problematic stuff that comes out in that podcast.
Nice.
I wanted to make sure that I included that because I think it's really important to the context of why people are so outraged about everything that's going on and why Swifties in particular are so upset that Taylor is being associated with this guy.
Yeah, it is confusing. I mean, this is on her own personal life. First of all, let me ask you this question. Have they ever actually come out and confirmed they're dating?
So they haven't. So it's very much alleged. But I think what Swifties and me in particular are so upset about is that even when this stuff was coming more to the forefront of the news cycle, she was still going out of her way to be seen with him. He was at her concerts. He was outside of a studio with her. And so while I understand they have a previous friendship and I understand that can be really conflicting, it was a little bit off-putting to Swifties. It felt like she was sort of doubling down on it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you're a star of that magnitude and everything you do is under a microscope, it's got to be very, very difficult. I think with Taylor especially, so many of her fans put their love for her into her values. That's what makes her Taylor, right? So knowing this, right, is a little bit counter to how they feel her values are. So it's got to be deeply disappointing to her most hardcore fans.
It really is. Is there a world where Taylor Swift and her people made this feature with Ice Spice happen and they were none the wiser of Maddie Healy's comments on this podcast?
That is my assumption, mainly because on March 27th, Taylor Swift accepted an award at the iHeart Music Awards, and everything Taylor does is very strategic. And so at the iHeart Music Awards, Ice Spice was actually one of the people that announced the fact that she had won this award. And I believe this was prior to the comments even happening with Maddie Healy. And so my assumption as a fan is that they had been working on this remix for a while,
yeah,
and that this, the timing of this is just like the worst case scenario, honestly, for the song.
I don't know how often Taylor speaks up on issues or how often her team does, but I feel like if that is the case in a situation like this, she should certainly clarify that. That if this was her working with Ice Spice is completely not connected to this guy and his comments, then I think it would be certainly worth making that known.
Yeah, she's in a tough spot here because she is deeply personal and keeps that side of her life to herself.
She's
very private, thank you. Which she's certainly entitled to. I mean, this is a human being. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not just a celebrity. She is a human being, right? So she has this almost a responsibility that she almost must resent sometimes, that she has to explain the things in her private life in order to be professionally successful. But she's navigated that in such a brilliant way. And she's so respected that this must be a very conflicting thing for her.
Is this a deal breaker? Like, if they are... Again, because there's just so many assumptions. We don't know if they actually are dating.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely been alluded to, like them holding hands and being seen certain places. Like, they've added fuel to the fire, you know, to add more smoke, but still not confirming that they are in a relationship. But now that this is out there, I feel no matter how private you are, you have to get ahead of this.
Yeah, it's just such a frustrating situation. It's just heartbreaking that we even have to have these conversations, period. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward with Taylor, because it's kind of a crapshoot right now.
You know, I'm talking hypothetically on how Swifties must be feeling about this, but you are one.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about this whole relationship?
Well, it's frustrating because it feels like you can't enjoy her music, because it's like, oh, I've loved these songs for years, and now here we go, she's being associated with this guy who's making comments that I certainly do not want to be associated with whatsoever. So it's a frustrating experience for fans, honestly.
It's a frustrating experience. I totally agree with you. At the same time, it's not fair to hold a woman accountable for a man's actions.
I could not agree more. So it's like, how do you separate who she's associated with? Because it's not even comments that she's made, you know what I mean? It's just somebody that she's been photographed with and is allegedly dating. We didn't even get to this Kanye thing, but he's in the middle of a $2 million lawsuit. Gap's suing him.
He's being sued by someone else again.
Yeah. Surprise!
It's not even newsworthy anymore.
You can report on it when he's not. And when there's a day he's not being sued.
You can read more about it at thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.